I got an email question here I want to get to, and it's from Mark in Pensacola. Mike, I've had several phone interviews, but they haven't turned into anything. When I follow up, these companies always say, it went fine, but they never call me back for a face-to-face interview. Is it something I'm doing wrong? It could be, Mark. Obviously, I would need to know more here, but let's cover some things about phone interviews, especially now, because some of you might be interviewing other markets where they want to do phone interviews rather than going through the expense of flying you to their office. So, Mark, I'm going to take the your email question here as an opportunity to cover this next topic. I hope you don't mind. First of all, Palumbo's rule number one regarding phone interviews. All right, gotta get ready for this, people. You HR people are going to hate me by the time the show's over. Do not do phone interviews. Did you hear my rule number one? Palumbo's rule number one regarding phone interviews. Do not do phone interviews. It is very important that you push for an in-house interview. Why? Because I don't want these companies making decisions on you based on a phone call. That's why. Nobody gets hired over the phone. All the companies in the world hire who they like. They hire who they like. You have to push for a face-to-face interview. If it's a local situation opportunity, never do a phone interview. There is absolutely no reason in the world to do so. Now, I am not talking about someone calling you off your resume that you sent them. Hi, is this Mary? I see you sent the resume here, and we're wondering. Blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not talking about that. You got to do that, right? I'm talking about an interview. Don't do it. Trust me. It will improve your chances greatly. Why am I saying this? I am saying this because companies will pass on candidates more often on phone interviews than in-house interviews. It's a fact. I see it at our office all the time. Well, not so much all the time now because I harp on it, but companies will pass on candidates based on a phone call for all kinds of reasons. I had a guy take an interview call at the beach with his family. Okay, the things like this. Do you know what the client said? Mike, why didn't this guy call me from a place where I could hear him? I don't care what the reasons are. I want you to push for an in-house interview. I know you're asking, well, how do I do that? How do I do that? You're a professional. How do I do it? How do I do that? Well, first of all, when you call about your resume, when they call you about your resume and they go in the position a little bit with you on the phone and it sounds interesting to you, okay? You remember sending it to them, but you maybe sent out a lot, but it sounds interesting. I want you to say something like this. Now, use your own personality. Especially if it's local, this position sounds interesting. When can we get together? When can we meet? When can I see your operation? This position sounds interesting, Sally. When can we get together? When can I meet? This works, believe me. We use this at our office all day long. We consult candidates to do this, and it works. It works. Why do I want you to do this? Why? First of all, if it's an out-of-town position, you are competing with out-of-town people. If this is in Pensacola and you're in Mobile, there's no reason why you can't go over there. Don't have a 40-minute interview on the phone when you can go over there. Why? Because people hire who they like. That's why. And you're competing with Pensacola people. If you're competing with local people in the company's market, you need to get there fast. If that company has three equally qualified candidates, and you're the one of the three, let's say the opportunity's in Atlanta, and there's two candidates that are in Atlanta, and you're in Mobile, they will move forward on the Atlanta candidates first. Why? Because companies have been burned with relocation so many times in the past, they will tend to move forward with their local candidate first. Why? Because these candidates don't know the area. They won't be any expenses moving them into Atlanta, and maybe their family hates Atlanta, and they want to go back to Mobile, which adds more complications to the mix. So knowing all of this, you need to really, really, you need to push for an in-house interview, meaning face-to-face. Now, I own a recruiting firm. This is what I do day in and day out. I'm a professional. I'm telling you what works. This is what I want you to do. Let's take this same scenario and keep it in Atlanta for now. And you're in Mobile. Let's say you listen to me and you push for an in-house and they won't go for it. This mic's crazy. I said, hey, I want to see your operation. What can we get together? What can we meet? They didn't go for it. They didn't go for it. Why won't they go for it? You know why they may not go for it? They may not go for it because they may think they have to fly you up there, right? Remember, in this scenario, there are two local candidates in Atlanta. You're competing with them, right? So I want you to say something like this on the phone interview, okay? If they balk at the in-house because you're out of town, I want you to say something like this. Hey, you know what? I only live 4 or 5 hours from Atlanta. I'd be happy to drive up there on a Friday with my family, stay the weekend, tour the area. Maybe we can get together Friday or that Monday. Now, if flying you up there and the expenses for that were a problem for this company, you just took it off the table, didn't you? You just took it off the table right there. That, as a matter of fact, you kind of sound like it isn't a problem at all for you to spend it on your dime to visit them. They'll like this. They'll like this. My experience with this is they will like this, and in fact, most firms will likely reimburse you for your expenses once they interview you. So push for an in-house interview. It will help your chances greatly. Now, I went off on a tangent with Mark's email, but I hope that helps you, Mark. Don't do phone interviews. Push for an in-house. People hire who they like. People hire who they like, right? So good luck to you. That is your Career Insider's Tip of the Week. My name is Mike Palumbo, and the show is called Your Career.